John Austin. He is the president of the Michigan State Board of Education. Mr. Austin, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Tony.
I know that the State Board of Education recently made its budget priority recommendations for 2012. I want to talk about the specifics in this, but why is this important for the board?
Well, our job in part as elected leaders responsible for providing leadership for education is to recommend what schools need financially to succeed. And as you know, we've made a lot of reforms, a lot of changes, high expectations for students, learning standards, new teacher tenure changes that will help guarantee that they're effective teachers. So now, particularly if we have $300 to $700 million, we're not sure yet, in budget surplus next year, we need to support those reforms by putting money into excellent teaching, into school performance, into our schools, basically, so that folks can have the tools to deliver on these high learning expectations.
What's the board's stance on online learning?
We're supportive of online learning if it can be done effectively. You know, we see good teachers, and this is why we need to invest more, and we're calling for our recommendations, teacher training, to do hybrid learning where teachers are helping young people use the internet and use tools to access learning resources that complement what happens in class. We want to take our time if we're going to see more total virtual schools to see if a couple that we've got are performing. That's one of the recommendations that we made last week as well. Let's not expand willy-nilly new charters and new virtual schools. Let's make sure that if we have more virtual schools or new charter schools, that they are high performers, that students are learning, and that's the kind of quality control that we want to help provide.
From your perspective, what are the keys to helping students learn more efficiently?
Well, we know the major ingredient in lifting achievement and hitting the high learning standards is excellent teaching. Last year, you know, we called for, and then the governor called for, master teacher program that would help teachers have the chance to up their skills throughout their profession, earn a national board certification or master teacher requirement. And that's one of the areas, as we have some money to spend, we would like to see investment in teacher quality, investing in master teachers. You know, North Carolina, for example, has 5,000 national board certified teachers, which is a master teacher training program. We have only 380 in Michigan, and we invented the program. It takes some money, some $3,000, to support every teacher to go through 6 months of intensive training. But that's the kind of investment that we think can pay off and really signal, too, as a state, that we understand that excellent teaching matters, and we want to help our teachers, not just make them perform and drive more reforms. We need to provide some tools and ongoing training and resources to support excellent teaching is the best investment we can make.
We're talking with John Austin, who is the president of the Michigan State Board of Education. Before we ask him about some of the specifics that the State Board of Education made for budget priorities, one final question I want to ask you, and it focuses on school districts that are struggling, like Detroit, which has been struggling for a long time. When you see dysfunction and long-term dysfunction in a school district, what do you think about that? And what can you do to help?
Well, we have Detroit, obviously a giant district that is much diminished in size because, in essence, both people have fled the community and fled the school district. I'm hopeful now that we can all help the EAA, this education authority that was created, be successful in working with the most troubled schools in Detroit and then around the state to make some clear pathway, either turn them around, have them be taken over by effective operators who can make the school perform, or create new schools alongside them. And you know, we can't continue to have schools that don't work and have people voting with their feet to leave school districts. So I'm hopeful that we can make this turnaround game plan succeed, and we all should be trying. But it's, you know, it's certainly not an easy, and Detroit has, you know, big financial money requirements that make it doubly difficult. And that's why, you know, on balance, while we are serious about insisting that schools perform, it does take more resources in the front line, smaller classes, excellent teaching facilities, and we have to be willing as a state, and I think the public is, to invest more in education, because we know it's the key ingredient in providing opportunity for our young people and making a stronger state.
In an email I received from the State Board of Education, and I quote, on a unanimous bipartisan basis, the State Board of Education last week approved this education priority measures list for Governor Rick Snyder and the legislature to consider as they formulate next year's budget, recommending a significant portion of any budget surplus be investigated in pre-K and K through 12 and higher education. Tell us what some of those specifics are. I think there was 6 or 7 points.
Right. And basically, we're saying as our economy comes back and we are getting some more tax revenue, we need to put that in pre-K education, in K-12, and in higher education. And we're pricing higher education, our universities, out of reach of working-class people. So that should be the priority for any new money we have. Within that, we think we should target new resources, particularly in K-12, where we get the biggest bang for the buck. The master teacher training programs that we need, a reward schools that achieve performance, put a bonus on the foundation grant if they're making progress in student achievement, help school districts pay for some of their legacy cost issues on health care so that they can keep more money in the classroom where it can do the most good. And we really want to see investment in those school partnerships with community colleges and higher ed that help young people earn post-secondary degrees while they're in high school. It does cost some money to expand dual enrollment, to encourage young people in high school to take community college courses. We have some terrific early colleges and middle colleges around the state where young people, while they're in high school, are doing learning on the community college campus. And it works well for both at-risk kids to get them more engaged and thinking they can succeed and learning at a higher level. It works well for folks like the governor who understands this, who basically, you know, took community college courses early in high school, and it got him seeing that he could make his way successfully and be a high achiever. So expanding those kinds of early college learning programs is one of the most effective investments, with additional resources that we need to put to work.
Mr. Austin, on this radio program, we talk education one or two segments every show, it seems like. It's very important. And it seems to me, and I thought about this adjective, but I'm going to use it. It seems to me that there's almost a war, if you will, between unions and state legislators and the governor's office. There is a very, the working relationship is seems to be very strained, especially when you look at what's being said publicly. What's your perception?
And that's why, you know, we haven't had as intense the confrontation in this state, because as other states where they basically, you know, political leaders, other governors have wanted to destroy unions, frankly. We've had less of a polarized, but still polarized debate. And I think that's why it's important as we look ahead that we put money, which is a budget, send a signal about what your priorities are. And that's why it's real important that the governor and legislature sort of walk back from the more confrontational stance, which is we want to just have you reform and perform teachers in schools. You're not doing well enough. We need to complement reforms with investment, with money, so that teachers and schools can believe seriously that the state and the taxpayers want to support them, want them to succeed, want to help. And if we can do both things, make reforms in our legacy systems of pension and health care and in the way we organize our schools so that we're finding efficiencies and non-instructional services, you know, back office functions can be done at the ISD level, we need to make those reforms, but that's so we can spend more money, not less, on teachers, on smaller classes, on the things that we know will produce results. And then educators and others will feel that they're getting some support and some help, not just a set of demands while their budgets are getting cut. So it's important to put our money where our mouth is, that we want to support better education, and that means putting education investments as a budget priority this year and in future years.
All right, Mr. Austin, before we let you go, final question for you in a topic that is raised quite a bit when we talk about education and how to be better. Parents, especially parents who just don't have all the tools and knowledge that they need to help their kids be better students. We seem to have a lack of education here, and it's a societal issue that needs to be addressed if we're going to have success here. How can we do that better?
Well, there's no... it's absolutely true that parents are critical. Kids who have parents in their lives who are engaged in their learning and working with them at home do famously better. There's only so much the state can do to require or legislate or to insist that parents do their job. We can ask our schools and give them the tools to help kids who might be lacking in what they have at home to perform. So we need to send a signal that we value education. That's why it's important to make it a budget priority. That is a big thing the state can do, and make our schools be havens of support and learning that can in some cases compensate for what some kids don't get at home, because they still can learn and they still can have a bright future.
All right. We really appreciate your time. We've been talking with John Austin. He's the president of the Michigan State Board of Education. Mr. Austin, thanks so much for your time.
Sure. Have a great day.